is Govern America. And all the rest of the nation is still sleeping. They'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, suffering from the ravages of the brutal winter blast here in southern Michigan, and Nancy Levant is here as well. Vicki Davis is here as well. ChannelingReality.com is her website. And we're continuing on here. We were talking a little bit about the Veterans Affairs. I want to get back to that here in the... toward the end of the last hour there, and there was a hearing this past Wednesday, and we had this corporate scumbag, Robert McDonald was his name. He was complaining that they're not getting enough money, you know, and of course we got at work again the Hegelian dialectic here, because anytime that there is a crisis, then they can clamor for the change that they want, and in this case, hey, we don't have enough money here at the Veterans Affairs office, so we need more. And so that's what they're going to do, is just throw more money, never mind the fact that there's just unmitigated corruption at the hearing and or at the agency. And you know, where's all the money going? Does anybody ever try to figure out? We got the oversight committee that doesn't do much overseeing, apparently. But anyway, later on in this hearing, anytime you ladies want to comment, just jump right in. But later on in the hearing, this Robert McDonald, the head of the agency, he's confronted by Representative Mike Kaufman about the VA's cost overruns in the building of new infrastructure and facilities, and the fact that he isn't even acknowledging the corruption that exists within the agency.
Mr. Secretary, in the budget submission for the Office of General Counsel, you list as recent accomplishments, and this is a quote, defending against complex litigation, such as the construction projects in Orlando and Denver, end quote. How is that a success? You lost that case on every single point for the hospital in my district that is hundreds of millions of dollars over budget and years behind schedule. And the only way the construction could continue was that the general contractor demanded that the VA construction management personnel be kicked off the project, and that the Army Corps of Engineers come in and take over the project. And so, I think that that's just characteristic of your glossing over the extraordinary problems confronted by your department. This is a department mired in bureaucratic incompetence and corruption. And I got to tell you, I think the public relations is great today, but there's no substance. There is no substance.
And I'm highly offended by your comment.
Let me finish first, because I fundamentally believe that, as unfortunate as it is, that at the end of the day, at the end of this president's term, that you will not have made a difference in changing the culture of this organization by virtue of the fact that you continue to gloss over its problems.
I'm offended by your comment. I've been here 6 months. You've been here longer than I have. If there's a problem in Denver, I think you own it more than I do.
So it's your fault, even though I'm the head of the agency.
For you to say that you're going to the Army Corps of Engineers to advise you as to how to correct the extraordinary problems. Let me tell you, I think what you need to do is focus on providing the health care benefits and the other benefits that veterans have earned, and get out of that construction management business and to cede it to the Army Corps of Engineers.
We know that's your point of view.
Each hospital, each major construction project is hundreds of millions of dollars over budget and years behind schedule. That's a problem.
I think we work very closely with the Corps of Engineers. General Boswick is a good friend. He's also been very helpful. He has told us he does not want total responsibility for all of VA's construction.
Yeah, he probably doesn't want to get blamed for all the problems that are there.
Hey, one thing I wanted to tell you about the VA budget. When I was studying the smart grid, I ran into something called renewable energy certificates.
Mm-hmm.
That's certificates that are issued as a reward kind of for buying renewable energy. The Department mm-hmm. of Veterans Affairs bought 400 million of these renewable energy certificates. So, and I suspect that the problems that the VA was having in terms of construction of those buildings probably has to do with renewable energy. And it's a federal mandate that the agencies of government buy these renewable energy certificates.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Because it doesn't help the veterans one iota. Not
well,
one
the whole purpose
bit.
Of the agency isn't to help the veterans. You know, and that's the problem. Nothing's being done to help the veterans. These are just it's just another octopus and a never-ending web where they're just weaving their tentacles all around every aspect of society. Now, there was another member, and I got one more clip from this hearing. Another member of the oversight panel asked this guy about RVUs, which he defines as relative value units, which he explains in the actuality. Listen to what Robert McDonald says. The first voice you're going to hear is the congressman, and then Robert McDonald responds. He's talking about how they operated to a budget rather than meets the needs, again, of the customer.
If I may, I'm going to go back to something I was touched on briefly the last time that we met, and that's what we actually spend for the care that's delivered. And I had asked about knowing the number of how many RVUs per year does the VA generate with their caregivers, the relative value units. And that's a common term used both in private sector and in the VA. And then what the total cost is. And then by total cost, I don't mean just what the doctor's getting paid, but you're including everything, administration, physical plant. And it sounded like Mr. Gibson said, oh, we're a long way from coming up with that number. And my question is, how do you come up with a budget if you can't say what that number is today? So how much did we spend on everything to do with healthcare per RVU that was generated? And so I'm curious why we can't come up with that number, for one. Because I wonder sometimes when we look at choice, are we really determining, is it more cost effective and of patient benefit in some regions to refer out rather than build out? You know, and because the cost per RVU to the outside doc is pretty easily defined. You know what you paid that doctor. But that doctor is then paying for their physical plant and their staff and their malpractice and all those other expenditures. So that's pretty well defined. But we're not being realistic if we don't look at the overall picture of what we're spending per RVU. So if you could comment to those issues.
As Sloan said, that's a system we have to develop. We're in the process of doing that. It's not perfected yet. The numbers aren't as valuable yet. The department has had a history of working to a budget. It's not worked to a demand or to a customer focus. As a result of
that, notice the terminology, customer focus.
Congress would provide a budget, and that's what the department would work toward. That budget would be allocated throughout the department. So we're actually, contrary to what Congressman Kaufman thinks, we're actually making some relatively large changes here.
Oh boy.
To focus the organization on the customer and to be able to get that data. Dr. Clancy can talk about the process of doing that, but this is a big undertaking.
you better believe it's a big undertaking. Our veterans are customers now, Vicki. You know, this smells a lot to me like reinventing government, doesn't it?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, and it's interesting. They used to call that cost-benefit analysis, but I suspect the reason why they're calling it relative value unit is because they're factoring in the value of the veteran in terms of, you know, what Joan Vian found with the United Nations, which is the family dependency ratio. How much is this person worth compared to how much we're going to spend on them or how much we're spending on them? And so I suspect
Well,
that
you know, this goes in line with the whole terminology of human resources. You know, you're a resource to be used, and then when you're you're tapped out, then you're to be disposed of. You get the vaccinations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a great positive thought, but anyway.
Yeah, I think that's why they've changed.
You know,
the term
Karen, that also speaks directly to the redesigning of the consumer. I always like to go to Brzezinski. In 1970, he wrote a book called Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era. Let me give you a couple quotes from Brzezinski. He says, the technotronic era involves the gradual appearance of a more controlled society. Such a society will be dominated by an elite, unrestrained by traditional values. Soon it will be possible to assert almost continuous surveillance over every citizen and maintain up-to-date, complete files containing even the most personal information about the citizen, and these files will be subject to instantaneous retrieval by authorities. He continues, speaking of a future, at most only decades away, now this book was written in 1970, he says an experimenter in intelligence control asserted, quote, I foresee a time when we shall have the means and therefore inevitably the temptation to manipulate the behavior and intellectual functioning of all people through environmental and biochemical manipulation of the brain. Now, I see this happening already, Darren.
Oh, yeah.
The manipulation of the consumer.
Absolutely. Well, as a matter of fact, there's a number of initiatives lately to completely and absolutely transform our society into 1984 by George Orwell. You know, and we're seeing this template being followed hook, line, and sinker. And you know, Obama came out recently, and he was talking about using social media to track everyone. Listen to this.
With respect to the issue of intelligence gathering, signal intelligence, encryptions, this is a challenge that we have been working on since I've been president. Obviously, it was amplified when Mr. Snowden did what he did. It's gone off the pages of the front pages of the news, but we haven't stopped working on it. And we've been in dialogue with companies. Social media and the internet is the primary way in which these terrorist organizations are communicating. When we have the ability to track that in a way that is legal, conforms with due process, rule of law, and presents oversight, then that's a capability that we have to preserve. And the biggest damage that was done as a consequence of the Snowden disclosures was, I think, in some cases, a complete undermining of trust.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever you're on social media, Facebook, they have a direct line to the NSA. Everything that you do, everything you say, everything you post, is being fed right to the federal government. They're tracking.
You know, Darren, I have students every single day who are on welfare, they're on full-blown financial aid, and they're all walking around with $700 and $800 phones. Smartphones.
Yeah. Well, and then you got the smart TVs. That was recently announced, you know, hey, you better not be talking in front of your television now if you have a Samsung smart TV.
Yeah, and your smart meters.
The electronics giant Samsung has warned customers not to discuss personal information around its smart TVs. The South Korean tech company says the set's voice recognition software could listen to the conversations and share data with third parties. Privacy campaigners have described that as outrageous. Our tech correspondent, Rory Catherine-Jones, reports.
Do you have any recommendations?
Peter Kent is getting used to talking to his television.
Change channel to 105.
The Samsung Smart TV responds to various voice commands.
Pause.
But until today, he hadn't read the privacy policy.
Please be aware that if your spoken words include personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to a third party through your use of voice recognition. So how does that make you feel?
I feel a bit annoyed it wasn't made clear to me in advance of buying the TV or when I set up the TV.
Did you not actually read the privacy policy?
Well, that's the thing. No, it's hidden away. No one ever reads terms and conditions. So, no, it's completely missed it.
Okay, I'm going to leave that there. There's about another minute and a half, minute 15 left in that report. The point is, these technologies are being interwoven throughout. They even came out now with a Barbie, an interactive Barbie doll for children to play with. And all the information that the little child says to the Barbie is being fed to some cloud location.
Very first time Barbie can carry on a two-way dialogue. So we're using Wi-Fi and speech recognition technology. So she's going to be the very first fashion doll that can actually continuous learning, so she can carry on a unique relationship with each girl. So she's going to play interactive games. She can tell jokes. She inspires storytelling. She's going to be able to listen and learn as a girl's preferences and then adapt.
Okay, now that's real noisy in there, and I'm sorry about the audio, but basically this woman is demonstrating this this doll, and she says basically, you know, it can tell stories and, you know, inspire the child, and you know, it's an interactive thing, but everything goes to the cloud at Mattel. You know, so the corporations are all gathering all this data in these massive data centers. We don't know what's going to happen, but as long as they're operating within the United States, they have to comply with FISA requests. They have to comply with data center visits to the companies. Any information the federal government wants, the federal government has access to. And now they're going after encryption in a major way, so that companies that want to maintain their the privacy of their users are not allowed to encrypt, or they won't be in the future. They're looking at possibly putting, you know, because if they use trust no one encryption, they would be encrypting it on their end, so therefore they would have not, wouldn't be able to decrypt it. You know, the only person that has the decryption key would be the customer. The government is actually working to try to make that illegal. So
yes, and
you know,
I repeat,
I guess, go ahead.
We shall have the means to manipulate the behavior and intellectual functioning of all people through environmental and biochemical manipulation of the brain. It's happening.
Right.
Well, that's what our media is all about. It's manipulation of your perception of the things that are going on. It is controlled public opinion. When I was growing up, you know, we used to talk about Pravda being, you know, the Soviet propaganda machine. Well, we have Pravda in the United States. The newspapers were separate companies, but where they collectivized the had the monopoly is on the information that was provided to the various media outlets. So that's where your monopoly was. It was on monopoly of the information and not the monopoly of companies,
yeah,
of the outlets.
Well, you know, I remember reading that book, and it used to be required reading back when we were growing up, you know, George Orwell's 1984, and you look at everything that's happening today, and it's almost like it's not a work of fiction. It is the template that they are following. It is very clear, very alarming, and with all the technology that has evolved, I think George Orwell could not have even envisioned the technology that they have today. I mean, you're literally going to have children playing with dolls that are going to be secret spy devices for the government.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But we're just about up to the break already. And when we come back from the break, we're going to cover some of the information. We got John Kerry
speaking.
Americans
are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals.
Darren,
300 doctors,
you.
Surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000
patients a year. Yeah, the break
came
a minute earlier.
Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Welcome back to the broadcast. I guess that last break was a little bit early, and so we're coming back a little bit early. So this is Govern America. The website, governamerica.com, and the network's website is republicbroadcasting.org. And John Stadtmiller standing by. John, you had some news on the network, and then we'll get back to the other stuff that we were covering before the break.
Well, how you doing? Vicki Davis, you're one of the first people I interviewed on this network some 11 years ago.
Yeah, it was quite a long time ago.
Yeah, you were actually...
I've been working on this for a long time, as have you.
Yeah, I actually remember you being in studio, as a matter of fact, in Round Rock, Texas.
Oh, that must have been somebody else, because I haven't been to Round Rock.
Oh, really? Okay, maybe it may... Well, see how many years ago it was?
Yep.
Hey, I don't want to take up your time here, but we are doing a pledge drive for the network. We are doing everything that we can. Our 11th anniversary will be coming up June 4th of this year. And Darren's been with us for quite some time. And we have 20-some different talk shows that are on this network. And we greatly appreciate each and every one of them. And the economic situation out there, we've made adjustments with cutting budget to the network. We just vacated half of our office space. That's going to save us half of our rent. We're going to dump our telecom company we've been with for 10 years. We take so many 800 calls coming into the network for the shows. That bill runs about $1,800 a month, or about 25,000 minutes a month. People contacting and being on the network as callers or guests or what have you. We've done everything that we are supposed to do as a network, but we're still falling a little bit short of the revenue. We've got the operating costs in its heyday, guys. When we first fired up, Darren, we were looking at almost $30,000 a month operational cost. We got it down to about $20,000, $21,000. Wow. And the economy didn't get any better. and then we kept shaving more and more and more off of the budget. We've got it down to an operating expense of about $13,000 a month, and as soon as I can dump the telecom company and go voice over IP for the phones, we'll be able to take out about another $1,500. Not bad for a network that carries so many hosts and so much information, broadcasting live 7 days a week. We really need the listeners' help. If you want Darren Weeks and his program to air, some of the other people we have on this network, good broadcasters all, James Kelso, Ralph Winterode, Dr. Jennifer Daniels, Doug Owen, Robert Ravo, Dr. Wynn Parker, Bruce McCarthy, Mark Passio, Ingrid Castle, and Al Whitney, Deanna Spingola, Rick Adams, Farron Schoaf, that comes on right before you, Darren.
Yeah, good Don, friend of mine.
Yep. During the week, Don Campbell, Bob Tuscan, Clint Richardson, Corporation Nation, Jack Blood, Tom Lacavera, Vince Finelli, Jonah Bolt, Sam Bushman's now on the network, John Moore. We've got a lot of programming. We've helped out a lot of people. And in the dark, dank days to come, I wished I could say it was otherwise, but it's really not. We all know the condition our condition is in. People for information are going to need a landing spot. And Darren, you and I have talked about this before. Over the last couple of years, more than 18, 19 networks have gone dark. Some of them, small networks, online, internet type of operations that couldn't raise $1,500 to $2,000 a month to keep their operations going. So we're going to continue to do what we do and be very mindful of our cost. But we need the listeners' help. We're looking for donations. If you can afford 100, fine. If you can afford 2, even better. I have available one satellite kit, a KU satellite kit, that's valued at $300. The first $1,000 donor gets that. And that'd be perfect if you were thinking about setting up a low-power FM. So we appreciate the ability to get this information out there. And we are a broadcasting family here. Many people that listen to your show, Darren, also listen to other shows on the network. But people do have their weekend favorites, and you're certainly one of them. So I'm going to ask the listeners of your program to please donate generously to the network. We need the money. So you can go to the webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button. That's got our address on it as well. You could donate by PayPal for a one-time donation, or if you can afford it, a monthly donation. We'd appreciate that. The address is up on that site. When you click on republicbroadcasting.org and hit the donate button, it's got our address there, RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can drop a check money order or FRNs wrapped in foil, we don't care, in the mail. Or call the network. Trey would be happy to take your donation at 800-724-2719. And Darren, sorry to screw up your show like that, but we've had a problem with scheduling those breaks out. And we're going to get that thing ironed out. I think I have my IT guy back, so we'll make all the necessary corrections, and if there is any faux pas on your radio program, I apologize to your listeners for that.
Well, that's okay. We'll get it ironed out in time, as we always do. I appreciate it, John. Thanks a lot. And folks, 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. RBN needs your support to keep our broadcast and others on the network. So if you can, if you're able, give generously, early and often. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it. We'll be back here in a moment here, folks, on Govern America.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away, and I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
Like, I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
HempUSA.org introduces 3 brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website. That's GovernAmerica.com. And you can donate to Republic Broadcasting at RepublicBroadcasting.org. And also you can call 800-724-2719 to support the network and keep this broadcast and others like it on the air. 800-724-2719. We have Vicki Davis joining us today. Her website is channelingreality.com. And, you know, we've been talking about this Department of Veterans Affairs and the reinvention of government, the resettlement programs that are being used against the American people as a weapon. And, you know, we have a measles outbreak right now going on all across America, we're told now. And, you know, they're blaming people that don't get vaccinated, don't get the needle stuck in their arms. And yet they're flooding the country with migrants from other parts of the world, flooding the country with refugees who are infected with God knows what. And this is the problem. In the meantime, we have phantom enemies all around the world that are our military is fighting. And the United States government is funding both sides of the war. You know, we had a very interesting admission from Wesley Clark this past week. General Wesley Clark got on a talk show, I think it was Fox News, and he actually came right out and admitted, you know, what we've been saying all along here, that this phantom group, ISIS, which they're calling ISIL now, they've renamed it God knows how many times, Islamic State, Islamic, you know, anyway, whatever it's called now, Daesh is the latest thing that they have decided to call it. But anyway, he came right out and admitted that it was a fabrication of the United States. Well, basically, he said our allies. Listen to this.
ISIS got started through funding from our friends and allies, because as people will tell you in the region, if you want somebody who will fight to the death against Hezbollah, you don't put out a recruiting poster and say, you know, sign up for us, or we're going to make a better world. You go after zealots, and you go after these religious fundamentalists. That's who fights Hezbollah.
But General, I'm hearing you want
to... It's like a Frankenstein.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, this is what we've been telling you folks all along. Our military is being dispatched around the world to fight phantom enemies. They're not real enemies. The United States, the bankers, the corporations, the military-industrial complex, it's all funding and arming both sides of every conflict.
Well, the object is to topple the existing government so they can install a leader that will cooperate with the international Comintern, the international management system.
Yes.
And the whole idea of the Islamic nation state, well, that corresponds to the Middle East Free Trade Area, doesn't it?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that was the next place I was going to go, is the free trade stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Secretary of State John Kerry met recently with Jose Antonio Meade of Mexico and John Baird of Canada. And this was the North American trilateral meetings. You know, we're supposed to believe this North American Union thing and the Union of the Americas is dead. Ladies and gentlemen, all they did was kill this Security and Prosperity Partnership in name. Because the actual integration process is going forward full tilt. This press conference where the three amigos were standing there talking, if anyone still claims that, you know, the North American Union is dead, you need to listen to what these guys are saying.
Over the past 20 years, we have opened up a new North American marketplace. We have integrated supply chains and reimagined entire industries from agriculture to aerospace. Today, North America is far more than the sum of three economies. It's the collective output of what has become a fully integrated manufacturing center.
Integrated marketplaces, Vicki.
Yeah.
Far more than the sum of three economies. It is the collective output of a fully integrated manufacturing center. Doesn't get more plain than that, does it?
No, it doesn't. And the idea of the British Empire, the League of Nations agreement was signed by the British Empire using exactly those terms. And they had two goals, imperial federation and the economic integration under trade agreements. All it is empire by a different name. That's all it is.
Yeah. And, you know, what the goal really is, you know, it reminds me of another Skull and Bones member. This, you know, who came out and basically revealed to the world exactly what the goal is.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge.
And that's exactly what they're doing here. That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. This is about reordering the world, integrating society, dropping borders. All right, let's go back to Kerry.
If you buy a car in Mexico, it may well have been assembled in Canada and contain made-in-America parts. There are workers in Wichita, Kansas, putting the finishing touches on aircraft that contain fuselages assembled in Mexico and engines built in Canada. This kind of economic integration is benefiting all three of our nations economically and has also improved living standards and working conditions across the board.
Okay, improving living standards and working conditions across the board. Do we really need to address that? You know, the jobless numbers from last week were, we had a rise in initial claims of 304,000 an increase of 25,000 from the previous week's level. And these are initial claims, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this week was a little bit less. I think there was, I'm doing this from memory, but I think it was like 283,000 or something. But these are all new claims. New unemployment numbers. We have 92 million people who have left the labor force, for heaven's sake. And this dirtbag has the audacity to get on here and say, oh, well, you know, this has benefited everybody. I mean, is he just that out of touch? Or is he...
No, he's not. This propaganda, this rhetoric is designed. And if you listen to the people in the national arena, they all say exactly the same things. It's coordinated propaganda. They can't fool us because we live here on the ground in the communities where all the unemployed people are. And over my lifetime, I have seen the standard of living drop just substantially. I can't even tell you how far it has dropped.
Well, you wouldn't hear that listening to Kerry, though.
I will tell you, because I was involved in the NAFTA debate in the United States Senate. I remember how intense that debate was. It divided America. And we could never really have envisioned, even in the best arguments, what has happened in those 20 years.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. You know what?
Go ahead.
Once people understand how much they have been lied to, these propagandists, people like John Kerry, the people from the universities, the people from the think tanks, they will never, never again have the trust. There is no trust between the government and us because they are on a different agenda, and it is not for the benefit of the American people. It is for the communist international collectivist organizations that are really empires of the international collective.
Yeah, well, you know, and today they're calling it communitarianism. You know, it's all be done for the community. Oh, we're all a big, giant, happy family. Hogwash. But, you know, the thing is that he was talking about, you know, we could have never envisioned how quickly we, you know, this was going to happen. We could never have envisioned, you know, what has happened. Yeah, I'm sure they never could have envisioned how quickly they would destroy the country.
Yeah, he's such a liar. But it shows you how effective propaganda is. I mean...
But you know who did envision it? I hearken back to Ross Perot. Back in the 1992, I think it was the 92 campaign.
Now, if you just want to get down to brass tacks, first thing you ought to do is get all these folks who've got these one-way trade agreements that we've negotiated over the years and say, fellas, we'll take the same deal we gave you. And they'll gridlock right at that point. Because, for example, we've got international competitors who simply could not unload their cars off the ships if they had to comply. You see, if it was a two-way street, just couldn't do it. We have got to stop sending jobs overseas. To those of you in the audience who are business people, pretty simple. If you're paying $12, $13, $14 an hour for factory workers, and you can move your factory south of the border, pay a dollar an hour for labor, hire a young 25, that's assuming you've been in business for a long time, you've got a mature workforce. Pay a dollar an hour for your labor, have no health care, that's the most expensive single element making a car, have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement, and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south. So if the people send me to Washington, the first thing I'll do is study that 2,000-page agreement and make sure it's a two-way street. One last point here. I've decided I was dumb and didn't understand it, so I called a who's who of the folks who've been around it.
Okay, now listen to this, because I had forgotten that he had said this part of the speech. Everyone remembers the giant sucking sound. But listen to exactly what he said he learned from the people who understood the agreement at the time.
And I said, why won't everybody go south? They said, we'll be disruptive. I said, for how long? I finally got them up for 12 to 15 years. And I said, well, how does it stop being disruptive? And that is when their jobs come up from a dollar an hour to $6 an hour and ours go down to $6 an hour, then it's leveled again. But in the meantime, you've wrecked the country with these kinds of deals.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, he was exactly right. And nobody understands collectivization better than IT systems people, because that's what we do. That's what we do. That's what he did. That's why he understood it so well.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do it, you know, he was doing it, you know, with government systems within the boundaries of government. But they've breached the walls of government. And they are collectivizing government and corporations, corporate systems together for a total management system, a totalitarian management system. And the health system that we talk about, the education system, the smart grid, all of that, all of these are collectivist systems of control.
Yeah. And John Kerry refers to this whole thing as being a good thing. You know, why is it a good thing to destroy what is arguably the best, greatest country that ever was?
The second lesson that we can learn from the past couple of decades is that globalization isn't slowing down anytime soon. And no matter how much there is some dislocation, and we acknowledge there can be, the fact is that no political leader, no country, can put that genie back in the bottle.
Well, I think the genie could be put back into the bottle if it weren't for traitorous scumbags like you, John Kerry, and your Mexican and Canadian counterparts stabbing nationhood in the heart, you know, and your fellow countrymen in the back. I mean, this could be stopped. There's no reason why this has to go forward. This could be stopped.
When I joined my fellow senators in supporting and ultimately passing NAFTA, we didn't do it because it was easy. We did it because we believed it was a risk worth taking, and it has proven true. NAFTA was at the vanguard of the wholly interconnected world that we face today.
There you go.
The vanguard, the pinnacle of communist success.
Yeah, it led the way to the interconnected world. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, aren't you happy to be interconnected? You know, folks, this isn't conspiracy theory here. You know, it's amazing to me how long did they call us conspiracy kooks, conspiracy nuts. Oh, you people, you New World Order, you know, the people that are trying to expose the New World Order, you're just all a bunch of crackpots. Are you listening now? Can you hear us now?
That's why I started my website, Darren, was because I started researching outsourcing and trying to figure out why they were importing foreign IT workers from India, putting American IT workers out of business, out of jobs. What possible benefit could it be to the American people to import foreign workers? What do? You cause bankruptcy among your own people? This is good, you say?
Yeah.
You know,
well,
so I started documenting my... No, you don't say, but... So I started documenting my research. So my whole website is my odyssey to figure out why they were betraying the American people. What were they doing? And now I know.
And you certainly provide a lot of external links. I mean, most of it is external links that go other places so people can see right from the sources, you know, right from the horse's patoot. There's no denying any of this. And no wonder they want to shut the Internet down for us average American people with this net neutrality push and everything. They want to make it illegal for us to tell people the truth. That's what it really boils down to.
And as I always say, nobody has any way of transforming the realities of this desire of people everywhere to have better jobs, more education, more opportunity that comes with that opening up.
And none of this has ever materialized. You know, the strategy seems to keep repeating the lie long enough and hoping that people start to believe it.
But, that's exactly what the strategy is. They
the
were
trouble
using,
is that,
using the American economy through imports to buy the agreement of foreign countries into this international communist system.
Yeah.
That's what they were doing. That's why they it turned out to be a benefit for corporations, because it let them move to these foreign countries, all the while, you know, they were devastating the American people.
All right, I'll tell you what, we have to take a quick time out here for just a few minutes, and we'll be back in the final segment for this hour here on Govern America, and we'll continue in a moment. Stay with us.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
All right. in the final segment for this hour. One more hour to go after this. And I think Nancy had to cut out a little early because she's having a bad cough right now. There's been stuff going around right now. And we're going to continue on here. Anyway, Vicki Davis is here, though. ChannelingReality.com. That's ChannelingReality.com. And we're talking about free trade. We're talking about integration, the dropping of borders. The refugee as a weapon system certainly is something that's very important as it continues to go forward, and finding out what everyone is doing. You know, and that's really what it all boils down to, ladies and gentlemen. Unless you understand your enemy, and I say this often, if you don't understand your enemy, you're not going to understand how to fight your enemy. You know, I'm going to be talking with some folks next week on this broadcast from the Republic of Texas. They had their meeting raided a couple of Saturdays. Well, I think it was last Saturday, actually, by the FBI, the local sheriff. They came in. I mean, here they were peacefully assembling, you know, and they came in and seized laptops, tablets, and other technological devices, a bunch of papers, precious metals that people had on their possession. I mean, they basically came in and blocked the exit and went through these people and did an unlawful search. They claimed they had a search warrant, but they didn't present it there at the meeting. You know, I mean, but this kind of stuff, this heavy-handed stuff happens all the time. Nobody to date, you know, I talked to a gentleman yesterday. Nobody to date has been charged with anything. But they just came in and violated everyone's rights. Why are these things happening? Why is this going on? Ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand your enemy. You need to understand the reasons for all of the things that you're seeing going on in society, those of you who are paying attention. And that's why I appreciate this audience, by the way, because you folks have the courage to pay attention and to face it. This could have never happened. This could have never taken place. This could have never gotten to the point where we are today. Were it not for the average American putting their head in the sand for generations. For generations this has gone on. And that's why we promote Govern America, because people need to stand up and govern. Somebody's going to fill the void. Somebody will govern. And in the vacuum, do you really want the professionals taking over? We have professional governors running things today. Professional leaders running everything. And they've sold you out. This is not conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy of treason. It's real. And it's in your face. Every single day. Every single day. You know, the American people, we were talking earlier about how you know, Kerry repeats the lie often enough, hoping that the average person will believe it. But the average person is living this thing. Kerry's in his ivory tower. The average person is living it every single day. As they're seeing their wages go down, those of them that are even getting wages, they're seeing their jobs disappear. They're seeing themselves become increasingly destitute and homeless and hungry. They're seeing their families torn apart. We're living this thing every single day, ladies and gentlemen.
There's nothing harder on a family than poverty, than financial tensions, and probably more than anything else, the problem with the American family is not enough income.
Yep. Well, that's the number one cause of divorce. Mm-hmm. Couples break up. Number one thing they fight over is money.
Yep.
We're out of this hour already. We'll continue in the next hour. More audio from Kerry and others. Stay with us. Government American continues here on RBN.